Part 1. Chapter 3. Multicultural Britain. Task 1.
A Multicultural Society.
In the last 60 years, waves of immigration have affected the traditional structure of British society and have made it multi-ethnic and multicultural. From the early 1950s, immigrants from first the West Indies, then India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and many other countries were encouraged to come and live in the UK because the country needed more workers. They found jobs in public transport, catering, the health service, and in the textile and iron industries. But they had to live in run-down parts of cities, faced prejudice from local communities, and found it difficult to adapt to British society. Until 1962, Commonwealth citizens were freely admitted to Britain, and some areas, such as Bradford, Birmingham and London, now have large Asian or West Indian communities. Today, most are British citizens and speak English, but they keep their different ways of life, languages and religions. They eat, dress and behave according to their traditions. Many groups have their own newspapers and special television and radio programmes. Many Asian families run small food shops, newsagents and post offices. In Britain, about 65% of corner shops, selling groceries, sweets, newspapers, etc., are run by Asians and are open all day until late in the evening. Asian food, including curry, spices and special breads, has become very popular in Britain. However, many immigrants have low-paid jobs or are unemployed. Poor living and working conditions led to rioting in the early 1980s and again in 2001, particularly in many northern cities, in spite of the fact that a Commission for Racial Equality had been set up in 1976 to work for a just society free from racial discrimination. Although non-white people still suffer some forms of discrimination, the attitude of British people towards immigrants has mostly been quite liberal, and the number of mixed-race marriages, a sound indicator of racial harmony, has increased year after year.